This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, head over to the website, like I said, therealside.com. Right there, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can talk to smarter people than myself that are in the chat room as we speak. Or if you want to head over to Facebook, they've got the whole Facebook feed thing live going on there as well. Although I know that sometimes they get a little irritated with us. And all of a sudden, things get a little quirky. They get really bad. Anyhow, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher is going to join us after the break. And, you know, the reason I bring David on a week-to-week basis is because you don't know. We don't know where the finances are going. We don't know what's going on in the finances. Is it ready to break? Is it ready to pop? You hear about the major bubble. Things are going to go bad. There'll be starvation in the streets. And then you hear, nah, everything's fine. No, this is just a cycle. Not a big deal. But I don't have a clue. David does. And that's why I bring him on. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the AP is reporting that it's actually the first recordings have emerged of high-pitched sonic weapons that were attacking our embassy workers in Cuba. Can you imagine? Cuba wouldn't do that to us. They like us. We're their friends. We gave them lots of money. I don't understand what the problem is. Why? Because they've always been nasty people. Not the people of Cuba, but their regime. The people that run Cuba. The Castro brothers. Right? Raul. There's nothing nice about Raul. Raul was the nastier one of the two. Seriously. But we were going to make nice. We were going to show them kindness and love and nice. And Mr. Obama suggests that they would change their ways, that they would help out the regular person. They helped out nobody. They threw more dissidents in jail. They had more political prisoners. They wouldn't agree not to send political prisoners back if they made it to America. I mean, they would not agree to not punishing people who tried to run away from Cuba and got caught or were sent back by the U.S. Now, the first public recording of high-pitched cricket-like sounds of Havana could be linked to the attacks on the U.S. embassy workers in a report released by the AP. The recording was released on Thursday and reportedly one of several from Havana. The first led investigators to believe a sonic weapon was involved. Now, Americans affected in Cuba, not all of them reported hearing the sounds. But some who did said, while not identical, that the recording was relatively consistent with what they heard on this recording they just uncovered. Now, obviously, out of a simple recording, out of something that's only a few minutes long, the Navy has, or U.S. Navy, has examined this and said, yes, this is a type of warfare, if you would. This is something that could cause harm. Physical, emotional, mental, the whole nine yards. Could. And there were 22 embassy workers that were injured in these attacks that started last year. Now, President Trump has ordered 60% of the government employees out of the country, and it's expelled 15 of the Cuban diplomats here out of the D.C. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the move was made because Cuba has failed to protect American diplomats on its soil. Now, until the government of Cuba ensures our safety. Now, it's funny because they didn't do anything, right? This is another plot by the U.S. government to prove that there's something wrong with Cuba, that they're nasty, they're bad people. Well, I don't think we turned that, those sound waves on our own people. I mean, I can't be 100% sure of anything. But I'm thinking in this case, that probably didn't happen. Right? And to the surprise and shock of all of those, the Cuban government has denied any involvement or knowledge of the attacks, calling the U.S. move hasty and irresponsible. The State Department also issued a warning to American tourists, or urging them to stay away from Cuba. Why don't we just shut it down? It's only been going for a couple of years. Shut it down. Let's make a new deal with them where the people of Cuba actually benefit from our money, actually benefit from the dollars that we spend there. That Cuba does maybe steps up and stops, you know, starts treating, how about this? They just start treating people like people. Wouldn't that be cool? Some U.S. tourists have since complained of symptoms similar to the experience of the government workers, and the recording was shared with the workers at the U.S. Embassy, and they did that, not to hurt them, obviously, but to try to get them so they can lock in to what they need to listen to. Now, they've only been able to get bits and pieces of this, our intelligence people, so they're making sure the workers and other people going there for under contract to the U.S. know what to listen for, know what to avoid. I don't know how you would fight this. You know, if you're going there and you have to go there on business or whatever, I don't know how you would easily fight this. Now again, I love this stuff. The Amazon boss, Roy Price, suspended after sexual harassment accusations surfaced on him as well. This is going to be like wildfire now. True or untrue, and I'm not saying the majority of them are untrue. I wouldn't do that. I know women tend to hold off and wait, but man, you're being taught about empowerment. You're being taught about fighting all the time, fighting for your rights. And this one, if you guys would gang up, if you would come out in mass, I think you could make a difference. And the men are just as much at fault. The ones that know about it and keep their mouths shut. I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with David Fisher in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to The Real Side. Hanging out at the Brick House. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, David Beagle, that was the last hour. David Fisher joins us as he does every week. You know, if you really don't have a handle on your finances, you really don't understand how it works, how the whole system works, David gives us a pretty good insight. I know sometimes he gets very technical about things, but if you have a clue as to how money moves, what to look for, then chances are you'll be able to hold on to it for quite some time to come. Let's take a listen. All right, we're back. And listen, I always love having this guy on with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is on with me. He's on with me every week to give us an idea of what's going on in the financial world. I mean, whether it's stocks, bonds, precious metals, the stuff that you have hidden in your backyard, just make sure you have it in a proper container. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. David Fisher, always a pleasure when you're with me.
My pleasure to be with you again, Joe.
You know, and as I said earlier, I mean, I really, this stuff, a lot of us that talk about this stuff or want to get involved with it, we have no clue. So, first of all, let's just jump to President Trump signed an executive order today on health care. I mean, you think this was the right way to do it? Or, I mean, Congress couldn't move, so maybe he could do something.
No, I think it's a great move forward for our country. You know, what this does is it creates competition, Joe, in the healthcare industry, the marketplace, so that we don't have, so premiums should come down. It gives alternatives to people. We don't have to have a full coverage, full-blown insurance plan. It also allows people to go across border state lines to get their healthcare coverage. So it does a lot of things. And keep in mind, 26 million people still don't have healthcare under the Affordable Care Act. So this allows this to happen, even though Congress couldn't get it done. And he's a businessman, President Trump is, and he's frustrated with the system. So he took things in his own hands and created an executive order.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing I don't like about, I don't have a problem with him doing this, but he covered for them. And he didn't do it on purpose. I mean, he took it out of their hands. These guys, it's just amazing to me that we sent them. Man, I don't want to get on a political rant with you. I want to.
Well, they still can go back and get a bill signed, which will be more permanent than undoing an executive order by the next administration.
Right. I hear you. It's just one of those things. Like, okay, guys, you can't get it done. I'll bail you out. Pardon the term. But
yeah.
You like how he did that?
He actually did that.
I mean, basically, that's what he did. He bailed them out. They don't have to grow a spine. They don't have to do the right thing. They don't have to make it work, you know? It's terrible. So, but let's just move on. Stock market, is it still going strong? I mean, I trust you because I've been with you for a while now, and I've heard you talk about the market and what's going on, and you've been right, I'd say, 99.9% of the time. Some of the others, you know, they're talking about a major correction right around the corner, a major blow up. I mean, give me your thoughts on the market.
Well, first of all, there's just like Congress is divided and nothing happens. There's now a huge division from economists and very well-known people that are saying, you know, there's two camps that are equally divided now. One saying, you know, this is the biggest boom we've ever had in the history, and it's going to continue for the next 2 to 4 years. So, and another camp is saying it's so far overvalued that it's going to correct, and when the correction happens, it's going to be horrendous or thereabouts. So who knows what to believe? You know, the people that have been saying, who have come out, who are very well versed in the market, very well respected. Some of them, many of them, are billionaires and run huge hedge funds. They've been saying this market is overvalued. And when they started this, the market was 30% lower than it is today. So, you know, the overvalued started before Trump. It's just escalated. You know, maybe we're moving into a new norm. I hate to say that because just when you think you move into a new norm, you know, like we said, and how you buy a house, the new norm is you don't need to qualify for a loan. You just need to just breathe in the mirror saying that you're alive and you can do these no-doc loans and no money down. That became the new norm. When markets move into a new norm, that usually creates a whole other problem around the corner and a financial downturn. So I hate it when people are saying this could be the new norm of the valuations of the market, which clearly by a historical number standpoint, the market is highly overvalued. Does that mean it's going to crack and crash tomorrow? No, it doesn't mean that. But as weeks go on, Joe, more and more people just keep coming out and saying this thing is overvalued. It's going to correct. You know, and these are well-respected people, a couple people that came out recently, this last week, since your last time was on your show, is J.P. Morgan. They warned that another financial crash could be around the corner. as we're talking about a decade of loose monetary system is coming to an end. They're talking about the Fed now.
Right.
They quote, they say, we think that the main attribute of the next crisis will be severe liquidity disruptions.
Can you say that? Can you say that in English?
In other words, what's going to cause the next crisis is you can't get liquid fast enough. And what they're referring to, in my opinion, they don't come out and say it, but they're referring to the bond market. Ironically, the same week, a guy by an article comes out in CNBC, a wealth manager of bonds. So here's a guy who trades bonds, and he's a manager of bonds, and he's saying that his market is going to be the next biggest financial crisis in our lifetime. In fact, that's the title of the article on CNBC. Brian Raven, he's the chief executive of Tavistock Investments. And he believes that the bond market will be the next source of a major problem and is primed for a sharp reversal. He's talking about central banks. They're preparing to put an end to ultra-loose monetary stimulus. In other words, all the money that quantitative easing was created, $4.5 trillion, there's actually $15 trillion has been created by central banks, Joe, since 2008. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
And the Fed has created, the Fed has bought $4 trillion of loose money. And yet there's been a lot more United States loose money created. And so that they're saying, and here's his quote, this is the biggest financial crisis of our lifetime because it affects the average person. He says that the bond markets are in a state that they've never seen before, and we could soon see a trigger that will cause a financial shock bigger than 2008. Then he goes on and explains, you know, and I can explain this if you want, you know, what is the bond and what is causing this, and, you know, to help people understand this, but it's a really a simple thing, and there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, yet there's other people saying, no, the bond market's all fine. But this is the guy who's on the inside of it.
You know, this stuff has always intrigued me from a standpoint of even when you need like 3 hours to pull it off. So anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. David Fisher from Landmark Capital joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot to talk about.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at KDArmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, do you know what to do with your money? Or do you have any money? We can stop this whole conversation if you don't have any money. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on The Real Side on GCN Live. Let's get back to David Fisher. Back with David Fisher. I always enjoy when he's on with me because, finances, always tough for us to get our mind around, always tough for us to try to figure out or what have you. The average person has got a little nice, what they used to call it a nest egg. Now I don't know what you call it. Because I know some people are afraid about what they have put away in the bank or other areas. But there, as David keeps saying, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, in essence. There's three or four different places that you should be diversified in. And so David always approaches every one of those, and we get a good feel for where our finances should be. David Fisher, with CEO of Landmark Capital, is with me. David, always a good time when you're on with me.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. You know, we were talking about bonds, Joe. Most of the people who have a pension fund that pension fund is heavily loaded with bonds. So probably the biggest retirement accounts called pensions is most of those assets hold bonds. Also, most people who are elderly in their 401ks or IRAs, especially their IRAs, are going to be heavy in bonds. So there's a lot of weightedness of money in bonds. What happens in this environment that we're moving into is the Fed's unwinding their bond portfolio called treasuries. It's because a bond is really just a piece of paper that companies, governments, and banks create to sell money, to raise money. So we've seen for three decades, prices gaining, and there's this perceived idea that their bonds are supposed to be the most safe haven in economic times of duress. And traditionally, they have been. But when you're in a rising environment of inflation, and we are starting in the beginnings of a rising environment of inflation, bonds get crushed in that environment for the most part. Now, it's not a one shoe that fits all, but that's typically what happens, because in the last 10 years, central banks have been busy creating bonds and been buying those bonds. Now they're getting rid of those bonds because they see, why are they getting rid of it? They see the problem. They see if they don't start selling now before we have rising rates, the central banks are going to lose. So they could trigger the whole problem in the bond market when the word actually gets out, there is a problem in the bond market. Look what's happening with inflation. Look how these bonds are going down in value. I don't want to be left holding the bag, and we see a mass exodus. When people couldn't make payments in their home mortgages in 2008, and one foreclosure started, and it caused a series of other homes down the block to go down in value, and they couldn't make their payments, it snowballed. And that's what will happen in the bond market once this starts. So I think to answer your question, we could see a correction in the bond market. It's going to be triggered by the Fed unloading their balance sheet. It's also could be triggered by what we've been talking about before in China and, you know, with the dollar and the oil to gold trade. That could trigger some things. But there's a lot of people coming out and saying, you know, besides Mr. Travis or besides Mr. Raven, they're saying, you know, get ready. Something is getting ready to happen here.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. And I hear that from a lot of people. I mean, the level of what's going to happen is different. But I'm hearing from a lot of people that there's a, you know, a major correction coming. But I got to tell you something, David. You and I have talked about this before. And when you and I talk, you know, people send emails a day or two later. I wish they'd send them while the show was on. But, you know, we've been hearing for years about the major crash, you know, soup lines, the whole nine yards, and it never really comes into fruition. And my joke with you has always been that's only because it's numbers on a piece of paper. It's not real cash. But, you know, some of these guys are just stuck in a doom and gloom cycle, are they not? You know, some in your field, not you necessarily, but there are people in your field that are just stuck in a doom and gloom cycle. How serious do you predict or think or feel it might get? And what kind of safeguards can people take to make sure they have money around should something really bad happen?
Well, first of all, I don't hold that theory. We're going to be in soup lines. In fact, I talk against it.
Yeah.
I don't see the reality of that. And I hope I'm right in this one, too. You know, personally, my wife and I, she's to make my wife feel more comfortable, she's bought some dehydrated food for I don't know how many months we have. And, you know, but I didn't do that. I didn't tell her to do that. But that's the way she thinks. She covers all her bases. So, you know, do I think we're going to be in a soup line? Absolutely not. Do I think we are going to have a correction in the economy? Absolutely. When do I know when that will happen and what triggers it? Nobody knows that. Anybody that says, here's how it's going to happen, is putting themselves out on the limb and getting ready to saw the branch off. So, I mean, I could say, here's a few things that could trigger it. Definitely the bond market could be one. The stock market overvalued. What's happening with the oil for trade for gold and China rising to the height of competing with the U.S. dollar. I think that could be a major change. How you prepare? Well, you don't have all your eggs in stocks. You don't have all your eggs in bonds. You certainly don't have all your eggs in any one asset class. Get some gold, get some cash, and don't be highly leveraged because interest rates are going to go up. Pay off your credit cards. Interest rates are going up and interest rates on a asset called a credit or a liability called a credit card that will fluctuate more up than down. You don't want to be having a lot of money there or any. So get out of debt.
Yep. No, I agree with you and I hear what you're saying, but and I know this is kind of off topic, but I'm thinking about some of the questions I get on a regular basis, and that is we have been so conditioned with the right now. You know, we've been so conditioned with credit cards. We've been so conditioned with equity loans. And people have waited a long time to cut loose, and now the economy looks like it's getting a little better. So, you know, I'm reading that credit card debt is up, not down, not flat, but actually up. And I see these, you know, you see them as I do in advertisements coming through all the time. You know, when you read the fine print, it's 24% interest.
Yeah. Well, it's not just credit card debt, but debt, you're right, Joe, is up. It's up 2.5 times larger than it was in 2008. So, I mean, we have an addiction. Whoa. The world has grown to have an addiction towards debt. And, you know, we solved, there's this whole belief system that says we can get out of debt by going into debt, evidenced by how much the Fed has done in the thing called quantitative easing. And now we're finding out it really didn't bring as much stimulus to the economy as what they thought it would. So now they got all the debt on the backside of this to deal with. And so now that's why they're unwinding their balance sheet. So they're not going to be, so the Fed is getting out of debt. That should tell us something. Something's getting ready to happen. The Fed, the largest buyer of the dollar, is saying, I got to sell the dollar. I got to get out of debt. Something's getting ready to happen. That's just a simple way to understand it.
Yeah, it's always amazing. Okay, so last week, you know, when you were on, we've been talking about, or you were talking about how China was buying oil. And instead of making payments in U.S. dollars, you're making payments in what is it called, the yuan?
Yuan,
Or gold, for that matter. And everyone needs to know about this. Everyone needs to know how this is happening. You got about 2 minutes, but we can carry it on to the next segment. But give us a recap of what that's all about.
Well, first of all, to understand that, the United States in 1944 was issued as the world reserve currency because the United States controlled 2/3 of the world's gold. And this happened under what you call the Bretton Woods system, being the worldwide reserve currency. So gold was backed, the dollar was backed by gold, but on August 15th, 1971, the United States took gold backing from the dollar. And so what happened is we had to create a need to hold the dollar. And that's where the petrodollar came in. In other words, we struck a deal in 1974 with Saudi Arabia through OPEC saying we will protect you if you sell oil only in denominated contracts called U.S. dollars. So the world uses oil. It's the number one commodity in the world. We tied our currency to it. So that's what perpetuated the usage of the dollar. So how do you become and compete with the world reserve currency called the U.S. dollar? You got to get involved in oil, and you got to get involved in gold. And that's what the United States did, and that's what China's doing. So they've had this game plan for well over a couple decades now, but they started implementing it in 2005 to starting buying massive amounts of gold. They're the largest buyer of gold in the world. They're not the largest holder yet, but they soon will be, probably in the next 5 years. They'll surpass the United States, and they're the largest buyer of oil, importer. So they're involved in the gold and the oil market.
So if you don't understand, you have to listen to the end of this. And you can't get that till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. In the next hour, don't go far. There's so much to talk about. I mean, Sharpton's lost his mind. We have a Detroit firefighter who was fired, a white guy fired because he brought watermelon to the fire station. I'm giving you the 80,000 foot overview. He brought watermelon to the fire station, and all the guys who worked there were black. So immediately, it had to be something wrong, right? Had to be a bad thing. And that Missouri State Senator is back in the news again. All right? Again, these people don't know when to quit. They can't control themselves. They're like a puppy dog that she just brought home. They're pissing all over themselves, excuse the term. It just irritates me to no end. That they think it's okay to use nasty language. They think it's okay to call Republicans, you know, Hitler-esque and what have you. And yet people were fired. ESPN and other places fired for calling Obama Hitler. Anyway, back to, you got money? You really, are you sure you can hold on to it? Well, David can tell you how to keep it in your pocket. We're back with David Fisher, our finance guru. I know he probably doesn't want me to call him that, but I'll call him that anyway. You know, he really, in plain simple English, he breaks down what's going on, you know, in the markets with precious metals, with real estate. I mean, just everything going on that will shore up and or hurt the market as we know it. We were talking about how China is now buying oil using gold and or their own currency. And David, you may want to finish up on that.
Absolutely. It was somebody in New York today on the radio, when I was live on radio, they called me. I was on one of the largest New York radio stations. They called me the finance guru. So I guess you're in sync with everyone else, but I appreciate that. I don't take that lightly. I feel honored. Carl Weinberg, he's the chief economist, managing director at High Frequency Economics, is quoted some of his reporting in CNBC. And he said that Beijing, China, in other words, stands to become the most dominant global player in the oil demand. And China has now surpassed the United States as the biggest oil importer on the planet. But pay attention to Saudi Arabia, his report is saying, because in as much as 1 to 2 years from now, China will demands will dwarf the United States. And Saudi Arabia is going to step in. He says this, quote, "I believe the yuan pricing of oil is coming, and as soon as the Saudis move to accept it, as the Chinese will compel them to do so, then the rest of the oil market will move along with them." So, once you get Saudi Arabia involved by them being paid in the yuan or gold, you're going to see a lot of other oil-producing countries want to do the same. Saudi Arabia right now, Joe, imports or sells to China about 1 million barrels a day.
Wow.
And China consumes 7.6 million barrels a day. And China's consumption has doubled since 2010. So think about that. Just in the last 7 years, they doubled their consumption. So China is on a rampage to use a lot of oil. China has the largest mining production of gold in the world. So here they got the gold. They're buying the oil. They're being the largest in both. They want to make payment in their yuan. There's another person that came out here on CNBC in another article, and his name is John Hardy. He's a currency trader for FX strategy at Saxo Bank, and he said this in his report on CNBC. He says, "The world is now turning its back on the almighty dollar. China is eyeing the benefits of having its own currency player and a larger role to supplement the U.S. dollar's role in global trade. The initial focus, though, is on global oil trade, where it has been announced the intention of buying oil with the yuan and allowing trade partners to sell the yuan now in gold." And Hardy is saying that selling it in gold is a clever move by Beijing, as it provides oil exporting countries with greater degrees of comfort. So think with me, if you're Saudi Arabia and you love gold and you're the largest producer of oil, would you rather be paid in Chinese yuan, U.S. dollars, or gold? Obviously, the answer is gold. So what's happening is now China has done several things, and I'll go through this part real quick, Joe. Where they're at today, they had to do a whole bunch of things besides just become the center of oil and the center of gold. They had to put some pieces in place. Some of the pieces are very simple. Well, they had to create an agreement with Russia to start this process, and Russia sells oil. And in 2014, they created a $400 billion trade with China, making payment in wands for oil from Russia. And then 17 other countries followed soon behind. What they did right after that is then they set up a bank in the center of the gold trading of the world, which is London. And in October 2013, China buys one of the largest banks in London. Then they bought a gold vault in London to store the gold in 2016. But in the interim between those 2 years, they became an accredited member of the London Bullion Market Association, which is where the gold is the gold hub of where it trades. And on top of that, and there's 16 participant members of credit members, China is one of them, and actually there's three Chinese banks out of the 16. On top of that, there's eight entities that determine the price of gold daily. China became one of those entities. So now they're setting the price of gold through the auction of the London Exchange. On top of that, the first time in history, the London Bullion Market Association has issued how much gold is in their vault. And now we know that they have 7,449 tons. So think with me for a second. If you want to sell oil to China and you want to get payment in something else besides dollars, because the dollar is, the central banks have been moving away from it starting 7-8 years ago. Wow. Now you can get paid in gold, and China is working towards you. Watch, you're going to watch an announcement. China is going to come out and announce, I'm making a prediction now, in the next 6 months to 2 years, China is going to announce that their currency is backed by gold. They will be the only country in the world, and I think the world's going to want to have that. So if you're a country that's producing oil and you want to get paid in gold, now you can get paid in gold and have your gold stored in the biggest vault in the world in London where gold trades. And now you know that the gold is there because they've never disclosed it for decades upon decades until July of this year. So all the pieces of the puzzle are coming into play. All they got to do now is get Saudi Arabia or another oil-producing country to agree with them to be paid in either the yuan or gold, and I don't think that's a big deal.
Look, let's because we don't have a whole bunch of time left. I want to get right down to, you know, you've got your free newsletter that people can get on a monthly basis. All you have to do is head over to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. The September version, though, or the September come on, help me with this. September newsletter.
October version.
I'm sorry. October version is black gold for yellow gold. That's a great title, right? The trade that changes the world. Now, you're talking about what went on in China and how this even gets bigger. But what we haven't talked about in a while is the bail-in. I mean, is that still an option? Is it still a reality?
Well, if we lose the world reserve, that could cause the trigger of the bail-in very easily. Because at the end of the day, the bottom line is somebody has to support the debt of our country and support the dollar. The debt and the dollar is the heartbeat of America. If it doesn't get supported by countries and they're walking away from supporting it, then somebody has to support it. And if we can't get somebody to do that, called a bailout, then we have to bail in. And that's where we get left holding our bag. Every citizen of their own country is ultimately responsible for the debt and the currency of their country. And it's no different in the United States. So this could trigger that. I don't say it's going to happen next week or next month, but it's still, until they change the laws, it's still part of the fabric of what could happen, definitely.
Maybe an executive order, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Hey, President Trump, if you're listening, get an executive order.
He listens to my show every morning. replays it. No, it's again, all the finance stuff, all this stuff that we talk about on a regular basis. I'm kind of bummed that people don't send me emails, you know, during the show or what have you, but I get them a day or two later, and schools, education facilities, they need to teach more about finance, how money flows and that kind of stuff, because I think people, mostly because of their ignorance, get caught up in all of this, make bad decisions. So, David, if they want to get more information, if they, you know, want to get straight talk from someone, who can they call?
And it's not Ghostbusters, it's 844-715-7311. That's our number. Or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Or you could be Goldbusters, no?
Okay. Goldbusters, there you go.
All right, David Fisher at landmarkgold.com. That's David Fisher. Listen, it doesn't hurt to get information. It's really that simple. It doesn't hurt. You heard the gold. You never know. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, next hour, crazy. Nothing but off-the-wall crazy stories. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.